Welcome back. Sorry, guys. I'm over here laughing. My children they're interrupting my podcast. This is a redo. So welcome back to Practical Spiritual Advice by Infinite Me, which is me, which is you, and which is we. And welcome to the Ascension Ride. And buckle your seatbelts. It's going to be a wee kind of a ride. And it's about to go really fast if you haven't already noticed. Whatever time you're listening to this, holy smoly. the time of this, we're mid-March here. And we've got Medicine for the People spiritual gathering coming up next week. And that's going to be amazing. Soul Tribe has been hibernating and doing their thing and ready to come out. And they've already been coming out, but it's time for us to meet and gather once again on 111 acres in Weberville, Texas. If you are hearing this soon enough and you want to get your tickets, go to loveisourmedicine.com and take a look at the videos and see just what we do. And it is an amazing experience. And I mentioned it's in the older podcast. I forget which episode, but you know, I talk about Medicine for the People and what it means to me. So you want to hear a little bit more information about Medicine for the People, you can find it if you are new to the show here. Well, my name is Harold Aho now. I'm a practical spiritual advisor and community activist in San Antonio, Texas, aka The Tone, where we are going to express ourselves, our hearts, for the Ring of Fire annular eclipse this year, 10/14/2023. And I've got a big thing planned for us. And so all the storytelling, which is the way this practical spiritual advice comes through, and one of its modalities is within the story, and also me being able to revisit stories as I tell them over and over and find new dimensions of the same story, and become multidimensional and see the culmination in the here and now between the past and the future with all of myself as a multi-dimensional beings that filed into a human experience. That's my take, and that's what you should know by now if you are all caught up. If you're not, go back to the beginning. And first episode, audio problems, and we worked the kinks out by now. And we're still upgrading everything as we evolve. You will see humanity evolve. So please allow the integration of your heart, your mind, and your spirit as we take another journey into another dimension, another perspective of the same thing. So as we pull all the stories together, what does it mean? Last episode was the beginning in the tone. So, you know, it was a half-assed way of bringing shit together. That's what last episode was. And so this episode, I want to bring it together for you, not just for me and what it means, but kind of where we see ourselves collectively as humanity and things come to culmination and like where your lives are all mixed up in this solar eclipse X and what setting the tone means, you know, what's setting the tone. And, you know, last episode's the beginning, like biblically in the beginning, there was the word. And so that was the tone. And we see ourselves in a very big transitory space. And as everything has brought us to the waters of the San Antonio River and the aquifers and seeing how this whole story is a way of uniting our higher selves, our galactic, star family, whatever you want to look at this, you know, whatever it is, whether it's a holographic matrix, it's a bubble, you know, whoever, whatever. We're still maneuvering through it collectively. I have my take on it, and it is this more holographic matrix, and we have a part of ourselves that's in another dimension, which is another way of looking at the same thing. that's what dimensions are. And being multidimensional is looking at the same thing from different perspectives or different angles. So as we decode ourselves and we become the code within the code and the code, the cycle within the cycle of the cycle, we have the number 13 that has made itself known within this evolution of the story. And I think it deserves its own episode. And that's not going to be this one, but we can jump into it a little bit as we see what this number means a little bit. And, you know, we'll dive into the number 13 right now. But what I think needs its own episode is the galactic calendar and what the 13-month lunar cycle calendar, you know, and that what that, excuse me, dream spell calendar does is how it operates, how you see yourself in it, all those things. We'll get into that on another episode. So you got to stay tuned, man. You got to make sure you follow, go look at all my other, you know, media outlets and just, you know, watch. It's going to quantum leap here real, real soon. I've got some time frames, but I'm not holding to anything in particular. I just know we're very fast right now with our creation and I see what's, you know, from the angle of my higher self, I see that we have completed the mission. And so now I'm just I'm in a different perspective of the same thing, which is ascension, being the higher self, and having the perspective of being in the third dimension, fourth dimension, the creation place, fifth dimension. Anyway, this number 13 has been taken out of, you know, tall buildings. Well, buildings that are over 13 floors. You know, why would a businessman really, you know, an architect or like a contractor, like really be like, oh yeah, we're all superstitious, but you know, but we got our money in stocks and bonds and we'll, you know, we don't even believe in, we're not even religious, but we're superstitious about this number 13. If we have it, the building will fall or whatever. I don't even know what the story is about that, but why is that a thing? Why is there a Friday the 13th? Why is there, you know, has to be called Good Friday? So they did something with this, and what we're doing is we're bringing that together. And, you know, this is where the prophecies start to show themselves more as we dive into this, because there's the prophecy of the 13 crystal skulls, and what that would be the 12 have star seed information from different star systems, each different star systems, and they come together and form the 13th, which has the information of all of them together in one, as it collectively goes to a new set to gather more larger parts of itself as they come together and then go to a new set and a new set, just, you know, different planes of existence. You know, cycles within cycles and bigger parts of ourselves that incorporate this part. It's all just larger ways of looking at ourselves, or just multidimensional ways of looking at ourselves. So that's what it is meant for me and how it's come through in this, following my thought process and the things that have guided me to this, which will be many different things, that are too many to even try to comprehend. I mean, these can be like having a thought process and walking by the clock and it's synchronistic. You know, these are things that you start to tune into when you start to put yourself into this higher perspective, like, oh, okay, what's the mechanics of this place? Can someone please break it down for me? Can I have some assistance, if you will? It's not that polite. It wasn't that polite when I did it. I mean, I have yelled at my higher selves with this awareness and called them out and, you know, talked to them how if I needed to be shaken awake or like, hey, dude, do you really fucking get it? Like, I'm down here by myself, like, y'all motherfuckers, like, you shoved me down here in this little suit and it fucking hurts. And why is she this way? And why is he this way? And why are they this way? And why is the money not here? And if we're so powerful, where the fuck are my people at? Like, what the fuck is going on? That kind of feeling while you're driving on the highway by yourself, just screaming, you know, punching the dash or the console, the center console or the steering wheel, and just crying and screaming out for some damn assistance, man. Like, just some help. Just like so many. I've been there, right? And to just feel alone and feel defeated and feel nobody gets it, even though they've heard you and seen you talk about this stuff. And then when it's coming to and they're still mindless to it or completely not aware in the state that you would desire them to be aware, it's all okay. Because, you know, I'm years past those experiences, and to see what has happened because of them is monumental. I mean, monumental. And it could be completely just coincidental, whatever you want to call it. But I've had experiences where I did that. I cried and screamed on an overpass while I'm driving in traffic. Well, not even, it wasn't traffic, because that's weird. I don't want to just be there slowed down next to someone crying and screaming. It was free flowing and nobody could see me screaming and crying at my higher selves. Well, I don't know, maybe 3 months later, I'm getting something that's popping up on my Facebook feed that inside of me, it says, you'll save that for later. It'll come back around, play it. If it comes back around, I mean, there's something was like, you're going to listen to this audio. And it was a reading, or it was a podcast or something before I think they even called them podcasts. I think they were called something else. It was an audio interview, a phone interview or something. And so this lady's interviewing this guy about, and I forget his name, and the whole, like, I wish I'd, it'll pop up. It'll come back. Perfect timing. I'll be like, oh my gosh, that. And then I'll find more things, because I'll look at it from another dimension, looking at the same thing from another angle with new information that I have, and there'll be something that I didn't hear before that I know now. Boy, oh boy, that'll be fun. Anyway, so I'm listening to this thing after seeing it pop up and pop up and pop up, and finally I come home, and so I come home one day, and I'm feeling out of it. I'm feeling, and then something within me was like, this is not the people that are here that's making you feel this way. They're not really being that out of, you know, they're not being that bad. Like, calm down, Harold. And I knew it, and I said it, and I told them. I was like, yo, I'm sorry. I'm getting really upset for no reason. It's not y'all. It's me. I'm going to go to the bathroom, blah, blah, blah. And I think I probably went and took a hit of the old ganja. And I think it was after I came home from work. So I probably popped a squat and was sitting on the throne. And then there I am scrolling through Facebook, and boom, there it is, pops up again. And I'm like, you know what? I got the time. Why is this thing talking, like, yelling me? I mean, I haven't even watched it, and it keeps popping up. Okay. So I get it. Let me listen to it. And I'm halfway through, and because I'm done, right? Done on the throne. It's like you're watching like an hour long, listen to an hour long, whatever the podcast, whatever they called it. I got off and I was just like, oh my gosh. And I went to Amber and I told her, I was like, I figured out what, I know what's going on and blah, blah, blah. This is so synchronistic. And so what this guy was saying is that whenever he wants to go into meditation, or whenever he wants to connect to his higher self, like his Pleiadian higher self, he goes into meditation and like, boom, just like everybody's here now looking like you can see them. That's how it is when he goes into this state, and he's on a mothership, and they're like, you know, looking down at the planet and ascension and what's going on over here. And like, hey, like, y'all need to send us feet. So we're all connected, right? This is what I got from Okay, sorry. Let me rewind. Let me keep it on point. So what he was saying is that he would connect to his higher self, and that there was some, like, other people on the ship that were all getting the same kind of message from the people on Earth that were in, like, meditation or whatever. And I don't know if he said this, but this is what I got from it, because I don't remember the whole thing. But what I got from it is that we're down here and doing that thing, like yelling at our higher selves, which are on the mothership, analyzing, seeing what's going on here from a different angle, and putting their perspective on it. And we're down here because we are connected to them. That's where they were able to go. Like, it's a state of awareness is what it is. Like, they can't come in without permission or, like, access granted because of the connection. Like, they can't just intervene from completely left field and be like, hey, yo, look, check it out. Quantum tech, you're this, you're that. It popped too many people. They would literally not know what to do with themselves, freak the fuck out, and we'd have, like, a not a good situation for the masses. So there's gotta ease it in, baby. The way this is going, you gotta ease it in. So we're easing it in, and you've gotta be connected and in a state of awareness. And so I know I have been, and so it looks like what this person is saying is like, hey, other people have, and they've been connecting to their higher selves, their galactic star family, whatever you want to look at it as, on the ship. And now all those beings came together and they're like, yo, we got to do something. They're like fucking yelling at me. Like, they're calling me this and that. They're crying somewhere in a balled up in a corner, fucking asking for help. Some fell asleep crying. Some did this, some did that. And they're like, yo, and they feel it. They feel it because it's you're connected. So they feel it. They're not just walking around. And at the end of the day, it's self-preservation because they're like, yo, they're getting stronger and more connected and aware that we're connected. And they're asking for our help. And if we don't help them, it's going to come on board. Like, they're going to come up, that energy, that frequency, that vibration, that incoherency, that not harm, dystopian feeling, a lack of hope feeling is going to get on this ship because of us. We're all connected to them. So they're growing too big. That's kind of the feeling I get. And that's a new perspective. I wasn't thinking that back then. Now I'm like, yo, they were scared, self-preservation. But then I was in the notion of, in what this guy, I think his name was Matt or something, he was saying that they had some flack against, like, higher ups, some of the watchers or whatever. And at the end of the day, there was some type of an agreement somewhere, and they met in the middle, and 10,000, negative, whatever it was, or, you know, whatever polarity, whatever incoherency in the field that was there. And sometimes that looks like a Rockefeller or Rothschild, you know, different bad guys or whatever. They get removed. And around this time, he's like, that's why this Rockefeller guy is playing, or Rothschild or whatever, flew into the mountain and he died. And he's like, he didn't die. They picked him up off of it. He zoomed his ass out of there and put him on the mothership, and he's actually here right now, or something like that. I think that's what he said. I think I stopped it at that point. I was done on the throne. I got out of there and was like, yo, I got to call my friend Joni. This is making too much sense. You know, my spiritual awakener from back in the day. So I reach out to her, and she's like, all right, let me plug into this, see what I'm getting. She tunes in, and she's like, all right, yep, it's his seventh dimensional self, blah, 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 this and that. And, yep, they have him on the ship, and Mary Magdalena is there, or Mother Mary or whatever. Like, I don't know, I'm confused with that still. She's there, like, fucking watching court. And they're like talking to him. He's just like, doesn't get it. He's like, yo, they can be recycled anyway. What's the big deal? And, energy don't die. And so, you know, there's like that thing. And so they're hanging themselves, or whatever they want to stick to is what they're going to be able to stick to. And, you know, that's going to be their choice. And with that choice, it's exactly what they're okay with doing to be recycled in energy. So when they get recycled, they are deeming that they're okay with it. You are the vibration of what you are okay with. Like, you need to, everybody needs to know, like, what they're okay with. So many people out there that are like, oh, spiritual, I'm doing tarot cards and I'm trying to help people find their future. And then they pick up the water bottle with the plastic water bottle. And it still doesn't make sense to me. We're in 2023 and you don't know that you're adding to waste and all the, you want to save the oceans, but you got a plastic bottle that's all making all this noise. It doesn't make any sense. And you're putting, you know, it, it's not good for you. So anyway, do it, be it. Don't just, like, you got to be it. And so whatever they be, they're going to get. And that's what the truth be told, that's what we're all going to get. You just got to be somewhat cool, man. Like, you just, your dreams are going to get shifted. And that's what I'm here for, just to help shift the dreams a little bit and realign them with where we're going, not where we're been, where we've been, and what's been done already. Like, so many entities are, they're trying to shift things, but they're shifting things to, like, hey, so this is still going to be going on, right? For another 30 years, right? Right, we're still going to have rubber tires. Yeah, we're still going to be, like, polluting off on the sides of those highways, and we should just build more lanes, right? Yeah, we'll be doing this, right? For another 20, 30 years, let's put, like, a few billion into it. We can do that, right? Let's kick the can. You don't want to kick the can. And so that's what, you know, money's going into kicking cans. It's because nobody's come up and, like, seen what we have as what can unite us, what opportunities unite us. And so those, that number 13 will start to come through the connection to our higher selves. You know, our don't be mad at, don't judge yourself for being ornery with your higher selves and being like, yo, motherfucker, get down here right now. Fucking help me clean some shit up. You know, like, be very assertive, however that looks. You can be like Flanders from The Simpsons. And like, oh, diddly squats, you know, and say whatever. Like, I'm a sailor. So I'm like the kid from a Christmas Story, like the dad, like, oh yeah, that's me. I'm a manifesting generator in human design. You know, that's another thing to have a podcast all its own. So again, stay tuned. We'll do one dedicated to integrating with your galactic, the galactic calendar, the time, multidimensional expression of time. And we'll do one on human design and just my scope on it. Just a simple episode of human design and that. So stay tuned with everything. I'm going to not do a very long podcast here because we're just recapping on some things and clarifying some energy signatures of what's going to happen as we allow our soul to shift into unified field, which is that number 13, that unifying different prophecies and bringing all of our past and clarifying those things and putting a new perspective, one that brings harmony to it and says, oh, wow, that makes sense. Okay, when the 12 crystal skulls, and even if it's freaking made up, even if that's just a story and there's 1,000 crystal skulls that are all made from aliens and there's actually 1,000 ET, you know, whatever. We're just looking at symbols, stories, ways to integrate. Like, I'm over here in San Antonio, which for the longest time has been the 7th largest city in the nation, I think by populace. And then by other standards, it's the 24th or something. So I'm just like, I'm still watching like, yo, is it going to stay the 7th? Because I need to tell people like they're coming to the tone, which is the 7th tone, because it's fucking, there's 7 something about the city 7. And it's still there. And whenever I'm, you know, the Civic Park, that's going to be opening up 2 months before this annular Ring of Fire eclipse, this setting the tone event. This word incarnate, you know, this big grand story that has so many, like, it has organizations and monuments and things that are all wrapped up into it. So this is just, we're putting some clarity on how big this is. Like, some of the flack I've been getting lately is I jump on, you know, TikTok right now is my jam. And I feel like I'm going to get drawn back to Facebook. I'd like more interaction but some of the interaction I've been getting on TikTok is like, nope, that's not your sauce right now. Stick to this, boy. And I'm like, fuck, okay, go make some pendants real quick and go get that, you know, that pitch deck and go put the, you know, your workshop down and get ready, plan your events for the rest of the year. And oh my gosh, now you're doing a CE5 on 4/8/23, the 1 year pre-anniversary of the totality eclipse. So anybody hearing this before then, you got that other mission there too. Not a mission. Okay, it's a mission. All right. So wherever you are, whoever you're with, try to go where there's not so much light pollution and look up. And then also pay attention to what may be in the ground, especially if you're in a wooded area. And don't be scared, because this interaction is not to be interfered with, because it's coming out of left field. This is the thing. There's so many dates that people have planned, and they're all distracted right now. There's no unified field that's doing collective gatherings that are for strictly star seeds and like galactic emissaries, higher selves that are embodied in the physical form. And they are, but we're all spread out. It's because everybody's got their own thing. Everybody's gaining their power. And I'm like, all right, I see you. And so what I'm doing is heralding in the collective event where we all bring our powers together like Care Bears, not just an individual rainbow coming out my chest. I got a bunch of rainbows about to be blasted through this place, and you're one of them. And so if you get the collective call to, you listen to this before 4/8, or you know what? Even if you listen to this afterwards, because if you're really paying attention to what we're talking about here at Infinite You Practical Spiritual Advice, or Practical Spiritual Advice by Infinite You, is that your quantum. Time and space doesn't exist. This place is holographic. You can traverse the whole thing forwards and backwards, upside, downside, center, outside, inside, you know, the whole thing. And so whenever you hear this, that night or that weekend, next time you go out with some friends that are aligned, you're like, yo, let's do a CE5 meditation here, and we're going to collect with, like, we're going to collectively. Because guess what? Those beings that are tapping in, that are going to tap in on that date, they're quantum too. And those are the ones you want to tap into. The ones that would want to be nefarious or jacking, they cannot do it in that way. They're not aligned in that way. They wouldn't know when you're going to go in. They would be spreading their resources then, because they operate on finite systems. We operate on an infinite system of connectedness with our heart, coherence, and listening to each other's stories and doing really fucking cool things whenever and however we fucking please. And a quantum field generator. And the more that we go forwards and backwards with connecting with each other like this, the more we connect in the ethereal realm, and the more we connect in the spiritual realm, the energetic realm, the quantum field realm, and we light this place up, because we're traversing these places and bringing our heart coherence, which is light coherent. It's a laser. It's coherent light. That's what your heart is. It's a laser. And so as your laser heart can, wow, that's nice. This is what practical spiritual advising is about. That's new for me. I want to do some laser hearts or some shit. Anybody who's free, this is all open source, FYI, for anyone wanting to, like, yo, can I run with a business like that? I don't want to feel like I'm biting. Like, yo, take it. It's there for the taking. It's there for everyone. I am not one thing. You are not one thing. When I say I don't mean I. I mean the one I. I don't know. Whatever. I'm not going to get too metaphoric in this. Let's get practical. It's practical spiritual advising. Take some deep breaths with me. Hold it at the top. And then let it go. We let it all out. And you can do it as many times as you want. We all connect when we do the breath, because that's where we find ourselves, in that heart space, in that heart coherence, in that laser heart. All right. Something wants to come out, baby. Let it out through the throat chakra. I'm here as the collective throat chakra for us all. I'll tell all of our stories for you. Just integrate with me. You're going along for the ride. So let's see. Where are we at? So we're quantum, laser heart, heart coherence. It doesn't matter where you are. Not everything operates in heart coherence like that. You've got to Do you understand, overstand what I'm saying? Do you feel what I'm putting out there? You can't. The heart coherence. Excuse me. It doesn't have that frequency of doubt and ego, and it just does not have that there. So what, you know what I'm like, if we operate in the root chakra, then you might have some fight or flight going on. What may happen in this heart coherence, if you're bringing it to the field, is not love. And, you know, that's the idea of us connecting there with enough people that exude heart coherence and love themselves in their own expedition and story. Then in that quantum field, you get to access that energy and light yourself up and look at the human design and find out why you feel the way you do. You may be pulling in other people's lack of love for themselves and amplifying it. And that's why you feel the way you do, because you're surrounded by people that don't love themselves. And when you're surrounded by people that love themselves, you get super inspired. And you're like, oh my God, I'm exuding love and I love myself so much. I'm full. Yeah, it's a different story when you're around the people that actually see themselves. It's not always about the people that see you, because they'd be looking at a reflection. They need to go inwards and see themselves and not look at the mirror. They need to, that's what I did for myself. And I'm learning this more and more as we do these things, is being just completely truthful with yourself. And we're pulling the veils off of our own eyes. Like, it's like you got a curtain over you and you're the one holding the curtain. And you're yelling at the guy that's holding the curtain, when if you just follow the freaking arm, you'd realize it's attached to you. And all the things that you're yelling at are attached to you in some way. And stop yelling at them. Stop being angry at them at what they've shown you. Stop being angry for what they have shown you. Are you going to be mad at a scary movie because it showed you a little bit of fear or a little bit of startle? Did you leave the movie theater saying, man, fuck that, dude, man, fuck that movie, man. Like, that movie scared me, dude. Like, I'm still here. I'm shaking, man. I'm fucking shaking right now. I cannot contain myself. I want to go punch the poster, bro. Like, that Scream character, fuck him. Right in his sequel way. So, he's got a big mouth. Punch it. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really want you to get this. This is practical spiritual advice. Are you doing that when you leave the theater? Well, I'm sorry, but this is a show you're in right now. Are you mad at all the people in the play? You know, when that Scream character, you know, when they said cut, he took the thing off and everybody fucking hugged it out. Hey, good show, man. Let's go fucking have some drinks afterwards and go do, you know, the other nefarious things. No, I'm just kidding. They weren't doing that. They're not even doing that. You know who's doing that? Us. Because some there's only a few jackaloons that jackaloons. My friend says that. I need to fucking stop biting off of shit. But that's what I do. I take other people's things. I'm like, dude, I'm gonna add to that. So I'm gonna call it jackaloonies. No, some fucking jerk offs, man. Like, these people came in, want to be big gods, and they're not that. Like, okay. Everything cycles, like it folds within itself and out of itself, right? Like in this multidimensional origami that we are. And some of those crinkles needed to be creased, right? So you're laying down new folds within your larger expression. And sometimes, you know, as our pieces aren't exactly the way that they were. Like, okay, fuck, man, how can I have you ride this along this wave? Things do nefarious things in order to grow. Have you not done anything that was just kind of dumb, or you didn't really know why you were doing something that was just like, yo, that's not cool? So just imagine being able to do that on a fucking very extreme level and then come out of your suit, your body, and be like, oh, what the fuck? Okay. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, look, we were playing a part. Fuck, dude, what the fuck was that? That was crazy. So that's how dark things can get. Okay. we could really hurt each other. It's ourselves. Fuck, okay. Like, there's a learning thing that goes on with this. There's an expression of multidimensionality and hurt and pain and energy and motion, emotion. You get to grow super big in that, or let it take you to the deepest, darkest depths of yourself in depression, where you're just pressed. You're compressed. And to decompress. Just like open up, just envelope, you know, just open yourself up. So we're in these things, right? We're in all of it. We're all in each other's lives. Anyone listening to this, you're welcome. Hey, how are you doing? My name's Harold Ahonow. I was born Harold Honow. Switching it up, you know. We all origami ourselves into different things. So hey, I'm hoping you're handling your creases okay. Don't be mad at a new crease in your world and a new understanding of yourself to an overstanding of yourself where you get to look back into yourself and look outside of yourself at the same time. Be in the now moment, if you will. And then take deep breaths, because that's where it's at, right? The breath is the folding and unfolding of yourself. Just close your eyes and do it. And that pause between the breaths, that's where you get to stay in a plane of existence. Whatever you can put whatever you want on this whole landscape. You can put colors, you can put flowers, you can put cars, a cityscape, you can put people, you can put ships, you can put whatever you want in there. As you breathe in and out, it's all codes, it's all vibration, it's all brrr, it's wind and things flowing over in and around each other through Planck seconds and quantum mechanics. And it's breath work, and it's this and that, and it's all of it, and it's everything in between, it's everything inside and outside of itself. And so as we, and I, and you, breathe and dive into these experiences of looking inside and outside of ourselves through all, as a baby, program yourself as what you want to be, what you desire to be, not what you think you may become because of someone else's influence that was just trying to help you course correct. They're not imprinting on you. They're just giving you things to grasp if you choose to grasp them, and you can imprint them yourself. They're not putting anything on you. It's just a reflection. A mirror doesn't stick on you when you leave it. The mirror doesn't like, hey, look at me. I'm still that, like I'm a photo of a mirror of you that's just captured in time. And as you walk away and move your body, there's still a piece of me. There's no resonant field there's parts of it. Yes. In the grander scheme of things, you're leaving oscillation tones and track fields in the quantum field everywhere. Little spirals of you. But they're not sticking to you. They're staying where they were. Like you're maneuvering through this whole life fucking. I mean, this is beautiful, right? This is a really cool place that you can be in. But let's go back into the practical, because we can do that, right? We can do that. So setting the tone, when we gather in the heart space, or let's say we gather in the crown chakra space, in this seventh tone space, as a physical being with our heart coherence through the breath, and we come and move and we dance and we do actual things that would clean up this place, and we get to see the physical body go and clean it up and look back and say, wow, that looks different than when we came and we did it together. What an amazing feeling. What an amazing thing we did. Oh, and someone captured it. I get to see myself on camera do it later. Where's this going to be shown? Over, oh, there on the big, on the fucking big screen in a montage, maybe? Like a montage, is that right? In a collective, you know what I'm trying to say. we're going to do some really amazing things, and that's what I'm offering as the heralder of the 2 solar eclipse cosmic event that's happening 10/14/23 and 4/8/24. Will you please join me and just be? And that way we can get this shit into a new plane of existence. Because it's going, guys, going there. Who wants to join? Like, it's all here now. That's what this whole game is to show. Like, there's no, it's not a, nothing's being built. I don't even know anymore how to explain it. But all we need to do is just come together and see each other and tell our stories and see some really cool stuff. Like how to clean up, you know, our waterways before, like when we have big rains, and, you know, just look at the way the planet mechanics are. Like, the, she's built to do this. Like, if we took us away and saw what happens when we're not around, like with bigger eyes and a higher perspective, we'd see how to survive immediately. Bada boom, bada bing, we'd see water flows, how it gathers, where not to be, what not to do. Don't put a lot of things here. Why are you putting so much impervious, like a hard surface structure that just pulls water instead of absorbing it? You put it all along the recharge zone. Stop. Don't do that. We know. All we got to do is take a step back from another perspective collectively. And that's what setting this tone is about. You got the beginning, and episode number 9 here is setting the tone, you know, officially. What is setting the tone? It's putting that word out right now and allowing it to resonate through each of your hearts as you listen to this, and any new person comes in and gathers this data source, this breath work of integrating all of yourselves, every being that you've ever encountered or had experiences with. When you inhale, you breathe them all in, all the good, the bad, the everything, all the blissful times especially. That's actually what you should be doing. Breathe it all in and turn it all into bliss. And then you exhale it back out through your heart, through the higher self coherence and inner and overstanding that you are here to do big things, and you are worthy. You're enough. You've never not been enough. If you look back, you will see how it all makes sense now. And that's the idea of looking back and doing a living life review. Just seeing where you have put yourself on a soul level. If you set it up, why'd you set it up this way? Why'd you go through the things that you did? Some have already found their answers. We all have our answers, and we are the answer. We are the question and the answer with this whole thing. And when we can close the loop on ourselves, we begin to grow larger and larger, and it starts to make sense, because it makes sense forwards and backwards. Isn't this fun? I'm so happy that we can do this ride, and, you know, the opportunity and the collective awareness, and, you know, the information that's out right now. I wish everyone the best of luck with finding yourselves and finding and decoding yourself within this beautiful plane of existence, as we smile at our reflection and not yell at our reflection to smile at us. So with that, I want you to love always. In all ways, and stay tuned for the next episode. Peace.